the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, finally this morning, from egg hunts in hedges to hedge hunting in garden centres, this weekend kicks off the busiest period for nurseries as people stock up on blooms of all shapes and sizes. But our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, has been finding out if the bad weather of late has had an impact on sales, and she's been unearthing some plant wisdom for the green-fingered among you.
When it rains on the compost and you get that lovely earthy smell, it's magic. I mean, maybe I'm strange, but I like the rain on my face. You feel the spring in the air. When I go out into the garden, I really do get lost in my own world, and I live in a bubble with plants.
In a world of my own, all the flowers would have very extra special powers.
Rachel Doyle is the founder of Arboretum Garden Centres in County Carlow and County Wicklow.
I love coming over when all the customers are gone, coming over at night, and just close your eyes sometimes and take in the smells. I think the smell of lavender just lifts me onto a different planet, and I like that planet, my lavender planet.
Lavender's blue, dilly dilly, lavender's green.
And that sound of water. I love getting at the other side of the hose and watering plants, even the feel that the plants are thanking me for it.
Rachel has noticed a trend in customers wanting to buy plants that have stories behind their leaves and petals.
Edgewardia, beautiful plant in flower now, and the Chinese used it to make paper, and it's an unusual rare plant, but again a must have in the garden for the last nearly 2 months. Another house plant, because it's one of the best oxygen machines that you could have in the house, is the peace lily. They use it in NASA to purify the air.
It's one small step for man.
There's less absenteeism from work where offices have plants in them. That's scientifically proven.
Chatting to the flowers, of course, is good because you're releasing CO2, and that's important.
I could listen for hours to the daffodils and have a conversation with a rose. I used to speak the language of the flowers.
Donal McAvoy of Pergola Nurseries in County Cavan says we need to get to know our plants a little bit better.
Plants have personalities as well. Basil doesn't like to be watered in the evening, so usually what we say is that Basil doesn't like to go to bed with his feet wet, so it's important to water in the morning. Clematis, for instance, like their cool feet and a warm head, which we all like if we can. And when you plant them, you put a big flat stone or slate on top of the ground to keep the roots cool. Pine berries are like a strawberry that saw a ghost. They're like a white strawberry, and they taste like pineapple. We have mother-in-law's tongue, of course, is a very popular plant. It thrives on neglect, so maybe she needs neglecting. You have to know what plants like and try and give it to them. Look up where your plants came from and try and imitate that as much as possible. For instance, a Californian lilac is going to need to be planted in full sun, not in shade. So there's little hints like that in names as well, what a plant likes.
They hid a little message in their scent.
We're trying to educate people not to buy by eye. You know, the temptation is to buy all those maybe gorgeous petunias, or what we see now are hydrangeas in full flower in some shops already, and it's too soon. So plants that are forced out of season, it is not good news because they die. Start small. Start small in a small corner, be it a windowsill, a window box. Don't worry about what other people are saying. You know, your own garden is your own personal space, and it's your own excuse to play in the soil and play in the earth. We have a percentage of customers who garden for the people going along the road. They want to show off their garden. The people that are showing off their garden, in many cases, give up very easily. Do your own little corner of your garden, enjoy it, but just enjoy it for what it is.
For poor Donal, some of his employees can be very vocal and flighty.
We have a robin here called Peter Robin, who most people come in and ask for. We had a Peter Robin here for 11 years. He disappeared and soon passed away. And so this new one applied for the job last October and got it, you know. So he's living quite happily and stays around the counter and in and out. Puts a bit of food in my hat and he'll eat out of that. Yesterday we ran out of food for him, and we had customers in and out and quite busy. And he marched over and back on the counter like a little trade union official. All he needed was a placard. And with shrill whistles demanded food. So we had to send somebody off to the pet shop to get food from him. He's using the system and doing quite well from it.
When the red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song.
Hi, I'm Liz Hennessy from Hennessy's Nurseries.
Hi, my name is Katie Hennessy.
My name is Michael Hennessy. I'm 14 years old. Oh, I'm young, Sniffel Midbaby. I hope I'm the favourite anyway. I'll be disappointed.
Row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We're planting up pots. Just getting trays ready, filling them with compost.
For the Hennessy family in County Limerick, they are deeply rooted in the gardening business.
You can see we actually grow everything here in the nursery. We water everything with rainwater. We harvest the rainwater on the nursery and then we water the plants. The business really started out with my husband, Pat. It goes back 3 generations. I married into it 30 years ago now.
We basically, since we were nappies, we were below here. Like, we've been pulled out of school when we needs be, you know. My little brother Michael's down here in his Easter holidays and, you know, there's no getting away from it. The big thing for us is our hands are usually always dirty. No matter how much you try and scrub your hands, you'll always find dirt in them. Some people will say, you love working with the dirt, like, what's going on in your head? But once you start working in the dirt and, you know, the compost, you can actually just feel so much more grounded. There's just that sense of, I suppose, nearly childhoodness that comes back into it, that's acceptable to play with the dirt.
It's been a tough few months for garden centres with the wet weather, but it hasn't dampened their spirits.
From this week on now going forward, you know, the weather will start to pick up. So you'd probably make up 60 to 70% of your sales for the year. The busiest time really would be April, May, June. Horticulture, like it, the weather is a big factor in it. Personally, I think it's been raining since July last year. It's non-stop. Many businesses like ourselves, it's been very trying mentally and financially. Customers can't get out into the garden. You know, everything's like a swamp out there now, you know, at the moment. So you're waiting for a bit of dry weather. Growing at the moment now separately verbenas, zinnias, agrianthemums, bacopas, an awful lot of tongue twisters. You know, you might look at a plant when you go home and it's green and you come down in the morning and you just see the colour peeping, waiting to break out. It probably sounds mad. It's like somebody having a newborn baby. Like, it's to us, it's like the joy of seeing the plant open up, you know, and come to life in the nursery.
But what's driving the next generation to keep on growing?
Is it tough work?
Oh, geez, tis tougher and weary. You wouldn't want to be going into it, into the deep end, like. Tis to be backbreaking, to be lifting hard stuff now, but you wouldn't be going to need to go to the gym now. Tis a gym session in itself. Ah, sure. I like the money as well, like.
Good on Peter Robin. I like his style. Have a wonderful Easter, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.